Judging injustice. Several months ago, the U.S. Supreme Court issued a decision as rare as it was remarkable. It overturned a decision by the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, strongly rebuked that court's former Chief Justice, and issued a new rule of constitutional law that no judge that formerly worked as a prosecutor could ever later sit as a judge examining his previous prosecutorial role. The reasons were many, but it boiled down to this single principle, that no man should be a judge of his own case. In the Williams case, the Supremes determined that Ronald Castillo, Philadelphia's former DA, should have recused or excused himself from sitting as a member of an appellate court, reviewing a decision by a lower court, which had determined that his former colleagues had hid evidence, sanitized witness statements, and presented an untrue picture of the case to the jury. What makes this case especially egregious is that this was a capital case, a death penalty case. Left unsaid were several important questions. For example, what happens to the DAs who hid or sanitized evidence? What happens to the other judges who, as justices of a state Supreme Court, looked on as Chief Justice Castillo violated the rights of fundamental fairness, not to mention constitutional due process rights, of the accused? Well, nothing. Nothing at all. When cops violate laws or rules, the media calls for more training, or lately, body cams. What about DAs, people already trained in law? What about justices or judges who see such violations and say nothing, or worse still, join in and vote to deny relief? Nothing. Nothing at all. That's the nature of the system. Like popes on the thrones of Rome, they can do no wrong until they do. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.